The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the US TV host Savannah Guthrie is planning to return to work as the investigation into her missing mother, Nancy, continues. To talk through the very latest in this, I'm joined now by New York Times journalist Ali Watkins. Ali, thank you for joining us this morning. So this has, I mean, for us, fallen away from the headlines somewhat, this search for Nancy Guthrie. But her daughter, who is the extremely well-known US TV host Savannah, she paid a visit to her workplace, didn't she?
Yeah, and you know, this has been kind of one of the many questions hanging over this just horrific case is, you know, obviously Savannah Guthrie is extremely well known across the world, but certainly in the States, I'd say she's kind of a household name for us. So there's been this question of, will she come back? When does she come back? And, you know, particularly as there's really been no conclusion to any of this, the questions around her mother. She, you know, she's still missing. We're seeing the investigation kind of dial back. But, you know, there was a lot of speculation of, is she going to come back at all? Will she just never come back to this kind of public facing position? But NBC seemed to kind of tamp down on that yesterday, said there is a plan for her to come back. There's no definitive timeline. But we did see her visit the studios yesterday and say, you know, very clearly that she did intend to come back to work.
Mm, so this may be her laying the path to come back, even though it's in incredibly difficult circumstances, because there has been no movement, no breakthrough in that case.
Yeah, it's a horrific case. I mean, when you talk about covering crime, like missing persons cases really are, they can be some of the most horrifically cruel cases, you know, for families to go through, because there's no ending, right? And so there has to be a decision at some stage for the family to put something behind them. And there's all these emotions of that. And so the latest we know, you know, is that Savannah Guthrie posted a video, I believe it was this week or last week, just offering, the family is offering $1 million for any tips that lead to the location of her mother. But we also saw this week that, you know, as often happens in these cases, it's been more than a month. There does not appear to have been many clear leads, except for some of this sensational evidence that's come out, you know, the video footage, you know, unverified ransom notes. But the sheriff's office has said they're going to be dialing back the staffing. And, you know, it's unfortunately the life cycle, a lot of these cases, when it just keeps going and going and going. It's awful.
Yes. And of course, the focus and the attention and the media coverage starts to fall away as well.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I mean, obviously there is something. You know, when you're talking true crime, there is this kind of inherent, almost exploitive sort of, you know, obsession with these kinds of cases. So it's certainly still in the public lexicon. But as you said, you know, as these things go on and on, when there's no new developments, they do kind of calcify and sort of fall out of the public consciousness. So, you know, now the sheriff's office says they're certainly obviously still working on the case. There's certainly going to be detectives assigned to it. I think they had hundreds of people assigned to it initially. So they just say they're dialing some of that back now.
Okay. Now, anyone who has been following Britney Spears on Instagram will know that she wasn't in a great place. We could see that from the videos that she was posting. But tell us about the arrest in California.
Yeah, so we saw Britney Spears was arrested for a DUI, driving under the influence, in California on Wednesday evening. I believe she was, I think the California Highway Patrol said she was kind of driving at high speed erratically or something on a highway. But, you know, the significant part of this, obviously, is that there was a statement that kind of came out from her representative the following day, kind of indicating that hopefully this would be, you know, the impetus for some kind of change, or for Ms. Spears to get the help that she needs, which I think for a lot of people, as you said, who've seen some of these videos over the last few months, probably doesn't come as a huge surprise, but it does seem like an acknowledgement that something was a bit off, as I think a lot of us probably could see.
And that statement from a representative spoke about her having the support of her family. And, you know, there will be people who will be nervous about that for Britney Spears because of the history of the guardianship order that she was under up until 2021. There's no suggestion, Ali, at this stage that that could be reinstated.
No, not from my understanding. And, you know, I think if I'm understanding correctly, the statement from her agent, when they talked about family, very specifically highlighted her two sons. You know, so there wasn't really any indication from that statement, I think, that there was any talk of conservatorship again. But as you mentioned, there is, I think, obviously a lot of wariness around this, because when the conservatorship first was put into place, it was because of a similar incident. You know, there was some erratic behavior, suggestions of substance abuse. But I think, you know, we're certainly at a different moment in our understanding of how that functioned around, you know, Miss Spears and women like her at the time, and you'd hope there's kind of a different cultural understanding of those dynamics now.
Of course, she's recently sold her back catalogue as well, hasn't she, for a reported $150 million. But she hasn't released anything, no new music for many years now.
No, and there's, you know, there's obviously been kind of this suggestion. I think she might have hinted at it in some Instagram videos of a return to music. We haven't really seen a lot of motion toward that. I think, you know, the most significant pop cultural thing that she's done really in the last few years has, of course, been the book, which came out, I think, 2021 or so, that certainly prompted a sort of cultural reckoning, especially in the American pop culture lexicon, the millennial pop culture lexicon of what she went through, how she was treated. So, you know, as far as music, I don't know that there's been any indication that that's coming down the pipeline, but the book was certainly a significant moment in our understanding of her.
Well, she's facing bigger problems now, but let's hope, as her representative said, that this marks a sea change for Britney Spears and that things improve from here. Ali, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Ali Watkins there, New York Times journalist.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.